The bill authored by Long Beach State Senator Lena Gonzalez would prohibit the boards of the Public Employees Retirement System, CalPERS, and the state's Teacher Retirement System, CalSTRS, from making new investments or renewing existing investments of public employees' retirement funds in a fossil fuel company. It will also require the pension boards to liquidate current fossil fuel investments by July 1st of 2030. Gonzalez said there's precedent for divestment.
Now, we all know divestment policy has not been, this is not new, there's precedent. We have quite a few divestment policies that we've taken up. Iran, we've divested from firearms after Sandy Hook, thermal coal. We've divested from South Africa during apartheid. I mean, there's a number of different investments that we've said in the public interest per the Constitution. So I think that's all we're saying here is that we know that there's a public interest to safeguard our climate. We know that many of these investments are not going to hit the goals that are set forward.
Ron Rapp is the legislative director of the California Faculty Association, which represents 29,000 faculty and other workers at the California State University system. Its members pay into the CalSTRS pension system. He said the effects of climate change and the use of fossil fuels disproportionately impacts low-income communities and communities of color.
Climate change is real. It's already causing severe drought, heat waves, increased wildfires, and rising sea levels. To the production of fossil fuels and the effects of climate change resulting from their use disproportionately impacts low-income communities and communities of colors because their manufacturing plants are located in these communities. I grew up in one of these communities, by the way.
Nearly two dozen local teachers' associations support divestment, including those in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Oakland. But the California Teachers Association as a whole has not taken a position. Joycelyn Martinez is the Director of Governmental Relations of the California State's Teacher Retirement System. She warned against a divestment mandate, saying it would pose a financial risk and eliminate CalSTRS' ability to influence corporate behavior.
SB 252 moves CalSTRS away from the frontline efforts to manage risk and changes of focus to divestment, which ignores CalSTRS' exposure to the broader economy and undermines efforts to reduce emissions and transition to a low-carbon world. The risks associated with climate change cannot simply be divested away. We have to do the work across the portfolio. There's no way to know for certain whether the portfolio will do better or worse with divestment of a certain sector. What we do know is that divestment reduces diversification of assets and limits CalSTRS' ability to shape corporate behavior for long-term sustainable growth, which adds risk to the portfolio. And past experience has shown divestment is not effective and can result in long-term losses to the fund.
California's public employees and teachers' retirement systems are the largest pension funds in the nation, totaling about $755 billion as of last count. To date, more than 1,550 institutions around the world representing $40 trillion in assets have already committed to divest from fossil fuels. For KPFA, I'm Jill Marte.